Section 1. Listening Comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in this test. When you take the actual TOEFL test, you will not be allowed to take notes or write in your test book. You will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your book and choose the best answer. Now we will begin part A with the first conversation. Number 1.
Thanks a lot. This scarf will be perfect with my blue jacket.
Made a good choice, did I?
What does the man mean? Number 2.
My cousin Bob is getting married in California, and I can't decide whether to go.
It's a long trip, but I think you'll have a good time.
What does the man imply? Number 3.
Excuse me, could you bring me a glass of water, please?
Sorry, but I'm not a waiter.
What does the man mean? Number 4.
Got the time?
It's a little after 10.
What does the woman mean? Number 5.
You did an excellent job on that presentation.
Thanks. I put a lot of time into it.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
Are you ready to go jogging?
Almost. I have to warm up first.
What does the woman mean? Number 7.
I've been calling David for the past half hour, but I keep getting a busy signal.
Well, if you don't get him soon, we'll just have to go to the movies without him.
Why are the women trying to call David? Number 8.
If I don't find my wallet pretty soon, I'm going to have to report it stolen.
Hold on. Before you call the campus security office, have you checked your car, all your jacket pockets, everywhere?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 9.
I notice you don't buy your lunch in the cafeteria anymore.
When prices went up, I decided to bring my own.
Why doesn't the woman buy food in the cafeteria? Number 10.
You know, my car hasn't been the same since I bumped into that telephone pole.
You'd better have that looked into before you drive to Florida.
What does the woman mean? Number 11.
Hello, I'd like 2 seats for this evening's show.
Sorry, but the performance is already sold out. Would you be interested in something later this week?
What does the woman imply? Number 12.
That leaky faucet is starting to get to me.
What should we do about it?
What does the woman want to know? Number 13.
Could you please tell me where to find running shoes?
Yes, they'd be on the second floor in sporting goods.
Where is this conversation probably taking place? Number 14.
Mary, did you drop off the roll of film for developing?
No, I got Susan to do it.
What happened to the roll of film? Number 15.
The floor is awfully wet. What happened?
No sooner had I gotten into the shower than the phone rang.
What does the man imply? Number 16.
Aren't you leaving tomorrow for vacation? All packed and ready to go?
Not quite. I still have to stop by the drugstore and get my allergy prescription refilled.
What does the man imply? Number 17.
It's so mild today. Want to go for a bike ride after your last class?
What's the latest we could start? My last class is a chem lab, and it often runs late.
What does the woman mean? Number 18.
I knew Laurie played the piano, but I didn't know she played the guitar.
Neither did I. It seems she just picked it up on her own over the summer.
What does the woman mean? Number 19.
I heard that Parker Electronics is going to be holding interviews on campus next week.
Yeah? What day? I'd like to talk to them and drop off my resume.
What does the woman want to do? Number 20.
You know, some TV channels have been rerunning a lot of comedies from the 60s. What do you think of those old shows?
Not much, but then the new ones aren't so great either.
What does the man mean? Go on to the next page. Number 21.
Janet, here's the book you loaned me, but I'm a bit embarrassed. I can't seem to find the jacket for it.
I would have never even noticed. You're one of the few people who actually returns books to me.
What can be inferred from the conversation? Number 22.
Did you hear if the debate team is going on to the state competition, or did they get eliminated?
Actually, I haven't been following their progress this year.
What does the man imply? Number 23.
I want to take comparative anatomy this year, but according to the requirements, I have to have taken the introductory biology course first.
Ask the professor if he can take them simultaneously. All he can do is say no.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 24.
If I can get Brian to pay back the money I lent him last week, I could get that new tennis racket.
I hope you have better luck than I did.
What does the woman imply? Number 25.
I hear you're quite proficient on the violin.
I'm pretty rusty after all these years.
What does the man mean? Number 26.
I really want to see the play at the outdoor theater tonight. Will you come with me?
You know I hate battling all those mosquitoes. But if you have your heart set on it.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 27.
Have you visited the new exhibit?
Not yet, but it'll be at the Student Center until June.
What does the man imply? Number 28.
I have to be at the dentist at 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Then you won't miss any classes.
What does the woman imply? Number 29.
I'm taking up a collection for the jazz band. Would you like to give?
Just a minute while I get my wallet.
What will the woman probably do next? Number 30.
Your cousins just called. They're stranded at the beach.
So they didn't manage to get a lift after all.
What had the woman assumed about her cousins?
Now let's begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 to 34. Listen to the following phone conversation.
Hello, Campus Daily Advertising Department. This is Mark speaking.
Hi, I'm calling to place a couple of ads.
Sure. Under what classification?
Well, I wanted one in the roommate wanted section.
All right. And how would you like that to read?
Okay, it should read, Female Roommate Wanted for Pleasant, Sunny, Two-Bedroom Apartment on Elliewood Avenue, 3 blocks from campus. Share rent and utilities. Available September 1st. Call between 5 and 9 p.m. and ask for Cecilia.
Fine. And what about your other ad?
That one I'd like under Merchandise for Sale. And I'd like it to read, Matching blue and white sofa and easy chair. Excellent condition. $350 or best offer. Call between 5 and 9 p.m. and ask for Cecilia. Did you get all that?
Uh-huh. You'll want your phone numbers on these, right?
Oh, sure. Thanks for reminding me. It's 555 6972.
And how long do you want these ads to run?
For a week, I suppose. How much would that be?
It's $5 a week per line. Each of your ads will take up 3 lines, so that's $15 per ad.
Number 31. Where does Mark work? Number 32. Which of the following is Cecilia trying to find? Number 33. Which of the following does Cecilia initially forget to tell Mark? Number 34. What is the total amount that the 2 advertisements will cost for 1 week? Questions 35 to 38. Listen to the following conversation.
I'm sorry I'm late, Cindy.
That's all right, Joe. My house isn't that easy to find. But you know, you wouldn't have gotten lost if you'd had a smart car.
A smart car? What's that?
I just read a magazine article about some new technology that can make a car smart. One device is a computerized map display and a synthesized voice. You just enter the address where you want to go, and the voice tells you how to get there, street by street.
Hey, that's just like my brother. He never gets lost, and he's always telling me the best route. So what else will smart cars be able to do?
Well, the article said that they'll be equipped with radar warning systems that will warn drivers if they're getting too close to other cars with an alarm signal. And they'll even put on the brakes if the drivers don't.
Tell me, Cindy, will these cars be smart enough to fill themselves up with gas?
Not that I know of. Why do you ask?
Well, I'm not late because I got lost. I'm late because I ran out of gas on the way over here.
Number 35. Where did Cindy get her information about smart cars? Number 36. According to Cindy, what is the purpose of the synthesized voice on smart cars? Number 37. What does Joe imply about his brother? Number 38. Why was Joe delayed on his way to Cindy's house?
This is the end of Part B.